It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Donald Trump will make a major announcement. The courts block President Biden's plan to cancel student debt. Elon Musk accused of starving Twitter employees. A new survey ranks the most obese states in America. Also ahead, the polls mostly wrong again last week. But first, Donald Trump delivering a special statement from his Mar-a-Lago home this evening. Former president will likely announce his third run for the White House exactly 1 week after the midterm vote. Latest polls show Governor DeSantis now the front runner for the Republican nomination in 2024. A national survey from YouGov finds 42% of conservatives back the Florida governor, 35% prefer Donald Trump, 10% want someone else. But polls this early are just guesses. We'll have more on polling coming up. Federal court in St. Louis blocking Joe Biden's plan to cancel student debt. The three-judge panel ruling the executive order is unconstitutional because it bypassed Congress. Economists predict the program will cost at least $400 billion. Wrote the court, quote, "This injunction applies to all territory of the United States and will remain in effect until further order of this court or of the Supreme Court of the United States," unquote. Elon Musk ending Twitter's policy of providing free lunch to all employees. The CEO telling shareholders the perk cost the company more than $13 million a year. Some progressives on Twitter then accused Musk of intentionally starving his workers. The billionaire took control of Twitter in October. He immediately fired half of the 8,000-person workforce. New data from the CDC says the most obese states in the union are Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and the most rotund place in America, West Virginia. 67% of adults in coal country are overweight. Thinnest states, Colorado, Utah, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Vermont. The nation's weight problem costs taxpayers at least $200 billion every year in health care expenses. In a moment, the polling last week, pretty grim. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, midterm polling, two words, not good. the worst was an NBC News poll in which that organization said that Democrats would vote for Congress people at a rate 5% higher than Republicans would. Well, that turned out to be very, very fallacious. Right now, the vote stands at a plus 4% for Republican voters as far as Congress is concerned. So that is a 9% swing that NBC News booted completely. Now, if you're a conspiratorialist, you might say, well, NBC News is a very liberal organization and they might have done it on purpose. I don't know. I have no data, but not impossible. Individually, the polls were very bad. Emerson College, awful. Marist College, awful. Trafalgar, a conservative poll, which was right on in 2016 and did very well in 2020, they were bad. So you have to be skeptical going forward of political polling. Why? A few reasons. Number one, it is almost impossible for pollsters to get younger voters, 18 to 30. Most of those people do not have house phones anymore. They have cell phones. And if the cell phone rings and they don't recognize the number, they don't take the call. So it is very, very difficult to canvass young American voters these days. And in the midterms, they went solidly Democrat. Then you have conservative voters, many of whom hang up on the pollsters because they don't trust the process. And we all know that's true. You get a call, somebody identifies themselves as being from some college, Quinnipiac, Marist, Emerson, Monmouth, and the conservative voter goes, I don't think so. So that is underpolled as well. So you got younger Americans, you got conservative Americans, and then older people, they're more likely to engage, but it's dicey, particularly in urban centers. Now, the most accurate predictions came from, and I so hate to say this, my hand is actually shaking. The most accurate predictions came from the socialist Michael Moore. Now, it was a guess, and Moore was putting out there what he wanted to happen, but he was right. I was half right. I got the House, I was close to the Senate, but I was surprised. I thought there would be that proverbial red wave. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. You will like it there and learn a lot. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. The United States has the highest living standards of any nation. On average, Americans enjoy more income, better health care, have twice the living space that the typical European has. However, the USA also leads the developed world in another very grim statistic, murder. Here are the facts. Compared to 2019, the homicide rate this year has grown 40%, 40. In the last 36 months, more than 70,000 Americans have been murdered. Two-thirds of all of those killings were committed with a gun. 70% occur in cities with populations of more than 100,000 people. 15% of the murders happen in the suburbs. African Americans are 56% of homicide offenders and 55% of victims. African Americans make up 13% of the population, so you can see the extent of that problem. Few murders are actually solved by the police. Cops clear just 55% of the murders they investigate. In Baltimore, that figure is 45%. If you shoot someone in Chicago, the odds are you will never be caught. Even if you are arrested, many charges are eventually downgraded by progressive district attorneys. According to the FBI, the biggest factor behind the rise in violent crime, drug gangs. 100,000 gang members are on the streets of America every day. 100,000. This year, the most dangerous places in the country are Cleveland, Memphis, Kansas City, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Baltimore, St. Louis, Washington, and the worst city for murder and violent crime, New Orleans. Murders in the Big Easy are 2,000% higher than the national average. New Orleans now ranks as the 9th most dangerous city on earth. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.